In our study of the Gospel of Matthew, we are visiting with the Lord Jesus Christ and his disciples in Caesarea Philippi, where the Lord Jesus Christ had taken them away from the crowds in order that he might teach them some very specific lessons. The lesson that he is teaching them at the present time is related to the dangers of false doctrine. He began that teaching by saying to them, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees." And in our last study, we reminded you of what we have established from the Word of God, that leaven is a symbol of evil doctrine, of false doctrine. So when he said, "Beware of leaven," he was saying, "Beware of the false doctrine of the Pharisees." And as we examined the scripture, we discovered that the false doctrine of the Pharisees was legalism, that is, that attitude of heart which causes you to try to obtain favor with God by human effort, instead of taking your place at the foot of the cross, acknowledging the fact that you are a sinner, utterly helpless, and cannot save yourself, and trust in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. You are saved by grace. The same grace that saves disciplines you to live in a way that is pleasing to God without the aid of human effort. Walk in the Spirit, we learned, and you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Now, at this same time, the Lord Jesus Christ not only said, "Beware of the doctrine of the Pharisees," but he said as well, "Beware of the doctrine of the Sadducees." What is the doctrine of the Sadducees? Well, let's anticipate ourselves a bit in our study of the Gospel of Matthew and turn over to the 22nd chapter and notice a simple statement of what the doctrine of the Sadducees actually is. We begin with verse 23. "The same day came to him the Sadducees, which say there is no resurrection of the dead." Now, the only reason we are looking at this passage of Scripture at this time is ask you to recognize what is clearly stated here. The Pharisees did not accept all the Word of God. They denied the resurrection. Oh, they were fundamental in a sense, but they denied the resurrection. They denied the doctrine of the resurrection. Now, we are using one word to describe the doctrine of the Pharisees so that you'll be able to remember it more easily, and that is the word rationalism. As the doctrine of the Sadducees was legalism, the doctrine of the Pharisees was rationalism, and it was just as bad from that viewpoint. Rationalism is a word that describes the denial of doctrine, regardless of what form it might be. Anything that denies the doctrine is recognized as rationalism. Go with me for a moment, please, to the 23rd chapter of the Acts. And notice the Apostle Paul was called into question by the authorities of that day. And he, very wisely, pitted the Pharisees and the Sadducees against each other, so that he might have an opportunity for witness and eventual freedom. Now, that was real wisdom, for in so doing, we are given added information as to what the doctrine of the Sadducees actually is. Oh, yes, we said they did deny the resurrection, but in Acts chapter 23, verse 7, we read, "And when Paul had so said, there arose a dissension between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the multitude was divided. For the Sadducees say that there is no resurrection, neither angel nor spirit. But the Pharisees confess both." Are you thinking? Here we are told that the Sadducees deny the resurrection. They that deny the existence of angels. They deny the existence of demons. It does not matter for the purpose of our discussion exactly what they denied. The important thing is that they did not accept all the Word of God, and underline the word all. The Lord Jesus Christ said to his disciples, "I want to warn you, first of the evils of legalism. When I am gone, There will be many legal pitfalls, said the Lord Jesus Christ, into which the church will fall. Watch out for them. While I am gone, there will be many individuals who will come along as well and try to tear the Bible down and say that the Bible is not true in every respect, that it doesn't mean what it says. When you hear anyone say that the Bible contains the Word of God, instead of saying that the Bible is the Word of God, you are facing a rationalist. Oftentimes, we say concerning certain individuals, well, he's a fine man. He believes the Bible, does he now? Does he believe the Bible is the Word of God, or does he believe the Bible contains the Word of God? Let's look again at Matthew chapter 16, because I want you to notice exactly why the Lord Jesus Christ found it necessary to speak to his disciples in this manner. I want you to notice the attitude with which they were afflicted that made necessary his talking to them in the manner in which he did, and the attitude which they and we must always maintain if we are to walk in the truth. The first thing that the Lord Jesus Christ said to these men was, take heed. Take heed to the doctrine of the Pharisees. Take heed to the doctrine of the Sadducees. Now, take heed is a translation of one Greek word which means heed and retain. Look carefully at the doctrine of the Pharisees and remember what we are saying. Look carefully, examine closely, and keep it in mind. Then he said, beware of the doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. The word beware is an interesting word. It is a translation of the Greek word, which means to hold away from. There are individuals today who have said to me concerning the churches which are full of false doctrines, our church is broad enough, high enough, big enough to embrace the people who don't believe the word and to embrace the people that do. The Lord Jesus Christ did not leave any instructions with his disciples about embracing. Rather, he left instructions about steering clear and holding away from. I should emphasize to you that these Greek words are in the active imperative, which speaks of being habitually on the alert. Don't occasionally get concerned about the false doctrine of legalism. Be habitually alert to the false doctrines, the doctrine of rationalism as well. Are you listening now? The Lord Jesus Christ chose the word leaven to describe this rationalism. Not only did he choose the word leaven because of its characteristic of working quietly, continuously, and unseen until the damage has been done, as we learned in our study of Matthew 13. You know, put a little yeast in the dough, and you don't see the yeast. If it's properly kneaded, that is the dough, you will not be able to discern the yeast from the dough. And if it's a very small bit of dough, it will remain a little round ball or whatever shape it is in. And someone might say, the yeast didn't hurt the dough. See, it didn't hurt it. But they go to bed and they go to sleep. And when they awake the next morning, the dough has risen. If they have failed to properly care for it, it has filled the pan and is over the sides of the pan, is out on the table. It was all done so quietly, no great fanfare. You see, it is possible for you to fall into the pitfall of legalism without even knowing it, and you suddenly realize that all the joy of the Lord has gone out of your experience, and you find yourself not going to the place of fellowship of God to visit around the Word of God, but you're going because you feel like God will condemn you if you don't. You see, you're legalistic. You're not moved by grace. Listen carefully now. Rationalism is just the same way. If you sit long enough under the ministry of any individual who does not accept the Word of God at its first value, it won't be long until you find yourself saying, oh, well, I know they say they don't believe in the deity of Christ, but they're awfully good people. I know they say they don't believe in the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, but they love the Lord. Rationalism must be warned against. One last thought I want to leave with you is the attitude that we ought to maintain. Why was the exhortation even necessary? Why was there a need for such a warning? Read carefully what is recorded in Matthew chapter 16, and read carefully what is recorded in Mark chapter 8. Those are two records of the same event. You will find that the Lord Jesus Christ asked the disciples 6 questions, and he asked them in order to pinpoint to them their spiritual condition. Why was it necessary for the warning? Well, in our next study, we're going to mention those 6 questions and perhaps use them as a little guideline to examine our own position on legalism and on rationalism. But in the closing moments I have with you today, may I suggest that you pause in some quiet place today and examine your life. Are you really enjoying living for the Lord? Are you really enjoying being His bond slave and doing what He wants you to do? Or is it all a humdrum, thankless task that you almost wish you didn't have to do? Well, what you need is the joy of the Lord that is provided by the liberty of the Spirit. For the Bible says that where the Holy Spirit is Lord, there is liberty. Have you slipped your moorings somewhat? Today, are you tolerating teaching and teachers who deny the Word of God, but looking upon them with some sense of kindness and saying, well, they mean well, I know they don't believe everything I've been taught, but does it really matter? It really matters. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ meant when he said, beware of the leaven of these false teachers. As you examine your life today, bring your life in line with the Word of God. That's the only place there's any real happiness.